As our, I'm sorry, I wasn't even on, my microphone wasn't on. I was like, it was like a voice from another room. Brandon C. Price joins me in the Allstate Showcase studio. Would you introduce our listeners to our in-house band?
Absolutely. We have Angie Brooks and Chicago Slim from Chicago Blues All-Stars with Rock Me Baby.
Oh, man, that's there's nights, Brandon C. Price. There are just nights where you go, I get to do this. I get to be here. Those of you listening at home and in your cars online, that's Angie Brooks and Chicago Slim. They are part of the Chicago Blues All-Stars. I as you were up there, I need to know more about Angie. Is it weird when you read these bios or someone writes something about you and it says sounds like, and I'm like, it just sounds like Angie to me. Does that ever strike you as a weird thing? I mean, because when you're, you know, as a musician, as an artist, I mean, obviously you have your influences. Who did you grow up listening to and aspiring to be?
Actually, grew up listening to a lot of Coco.
A lot of Coco.
A lot of Betty Wright.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Tina Turner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I look at this, I mean, I like Tracy Chapman, but that wouldn't be at the top of the list of who I would say you sound like. Because I love Tracy Chapman, but you bring something that is, I guess, inherently Chicago, too, is what I hear.
Oh, well, since you like Tracy, we're going to have to do some Tracy for you.
All right.
Yeah.
That sounds good. Yeah. Well, yes, Craig, you were going to say something behind? Yeah.
No, I love that they're taking requests now. That's awesome.
This is good. I mean, the whole thing with, Angie being steeped in the tradition of the blues is that we didn't create it. This is something that we do as disciples of a genre that's been here for generations. So you kind of evolve of who you're influenced by, but Angie really is one of the brightest vocal talents on the scene. But everybody wants to, you know, for people that haven't heard her before, to say, hey, if you dig Tina Turner, you're going to love Angie. Or if you dig Tracy Chapman, you're going to do that. And she interprets a lot of the music through her filter, and it comes out sounding, like you said, uniquely Angie Brooks.
Absolutely. And that is the thing, too, is also bridging that. I mean, the passion that people have for blues in Chicago, you know, they go to Buddy Guy's or they go to the House of Blues, and you guys perform every Sunday night at the House of Blues?
Yeah, pretty much since Thanksgiving of 2015. They weren't really doing a lot of music Sunday, so, you know, we play there with the band, and I think in 2015 their three biggest nights were with the Chicago Blues All-Stars. So they said, you know, would you and Angie mind doing some acoustic stuff on Sunday? You got kids, got family, and we did it. And right now, I mean, Sunday they're doing it. We're booked through February, and that'll hopefully go for the unforeseeable future.
Are you seeing some people bring their families like every week? That's their destination now.
We invite them up on stage, you know, because the whole thing is you can influence. You know, you're not going to win new blues fans with 80-year-olds. It's a 14-year-old that goes.
We can do it right here on WGN Radio. We can win new blues fans with 8-year-olds.
14-year-olds are up on stage playing drums.
Sure.
They're joining Angie. I mean, she'll get them up singing. They'll do like a whole line of young kids. Every week, I mean, we'll have 10 or 15 people when she does Proud Mary. I mean, it turns like for an acoustic show, right? We don't have drums. We don't have keyboards. She will literally have 12 people dancing and doing the background vocals to her Tina. So I think it's successful, and it shows the power of the blues that it's three chords and the truth, and it's the groove that just sucks you in like a tractor beam, and when you're hooked, you can't leave.
Mm-hmm. Angie, where are you from originally?
I live in Gary.
Oh, you live in Gary, Indiana. All right. Do a lot of people respond when you say that? Because I feel like we're all dismissive and disrespectful to people who come from a neighborhood.
I'm right across the street.
Exactly. We're all right here. We're within blocks of each other.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Angie Brooks is live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. You can find her on Facebook. It's A-N-J-I Brooks. And Chicago Slim is what? Every time I see a guitar like that, I forget to ask.
You know what? It was when you've played a million gigs, you know, when you're young and very full of testosterone and wanting to impress, you bring 12 amps and 30 guitars.
Uh-huh.
And I just said to my friend, I go, you know, can you make me one guitar that does everything that I will ever need to do? And he did it. Mike Carparelli out of Canada. I go, I need the ultimate blues axe. And being almost 7 feet tall, many of the Les Pauls and Telecasters look like ukuleles. Mm-hmm. So he put a Telecaster on top, and he put a Les Paul on the bottom. And
Well, why not? Brandon, you know you want one.
I do. I do. I wouldn't do it justice, but I would like to touch it a lot.
It's a guy, you know what, the thing, I get a lot of like guy crushes at the gigs, like when we play the Kingston Mines, my wife, Dr. Carla, she will just sit there in the crowd and watch all the young 20-something millennials staring at the guitar and just wanting to touch my guitar and be my boyfriend.
Well, and you're a big dude. I don't know if I would come up touching your stuff. I mean, you are 7 feet tall. Yeah. Dude, now, Dr. Dan, we're calling you Chicago Slim, but you are Dr. Dan. Do you and Dr. Carla call each other Dr. Dan and Dr. Carla around the house?
That's right. And then we do a lot of role playing too.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I mean, like, I just Dr. Carla. Yes, Dr. Dan. More with our guests, the Chicago Blues All Stars. They play every Sunday night at the House of Blues. We'll hear some more music after this on 720 WGN. We are so excited to have in studio with us the Chicago Blues All-Stars. We have Angie Brooks and Chicago Slim. Here they are with Gimme One Reason. Thank you, by the way.
am too old to go chasing you around, wasting my brushes in a dream. Yeah. Baby, just give me one reason. Oh, give me just one reason why. Yeah. Baby, just give me one reason. Oh, give me just one reason why I should stay. 'Cause I told you that I love you.
That is one of my favorite songs. And I was listening to Chicago Slim start to play the, you know, the chords, and I thought, well, that sounds a lot. I don't have a good ear for music, so when it changes, I'm like, oh, where's this gonna go? And it's so inherently yours now, you know, like that's how do you make something that people know so well in the public domain, as it were?
Everybody has to have a filter, and as a guitar player, I think the ultimate is to have your process and your sound. When you hear Carlos Santana, you know it's Carlos Santana.
Sure.
And he played, like when he did Black Magic Woman, it was Peter Green stealing an Otis Rush song, All Your Love, making it Black Magic Woman that was a blues song, and then Carlos adding the Latin rhythms and his signature sound. Everybody thinks it's Carlos's song, and I think how you filter the music and how you serve it up, once again, we call it three chords and the truth. I mean, it's very, it's very simple. I mean,
right.
You know, the blues sometimes is even one chord. And,
right.
You know, it's what you do. It's the emotion you put and how you serve it up to where you reach into that person's chest.
Right.
And their heart is on your fingers and you are making them yours.
Well, exactly. And Angie, what do you draw from? I mean, does it change? I mean, it has to change all the time. What, you know, who you're talking to, how you're trying to communicate with the audience. Is it like this one? Is that when you've sung that song either now or before, are you kind of locking into one moment that you're speaking to a little bit?
Let's see.
You got a story for you.
Find it.
You know, for me, blues is a feeling, you know, and you do reach down deep, you know. I basically close my eyes and I'm gone.
You're there.
You know, and whether I'm playing for one person or 1,000, it doesn't matter, you know. It's a feeling. Most of the time, we feed off the crowd,
right?
You know, and you over there rocking in, you know,
exactly.
I'm like, oh, okay, yeah.
Well, I mean, we've talked a little bit about Adele's song. I don't know if you've seen this. There's a survey for men and women. How many of the song "Hello"?
Yeah.
How many women feel and actually feel compelled to try to reach out to their ex? And that's how, and was it like 64% of women actually decided to try to call, which is a ridiculous number.
Yeah, it was something as high as that.
It was like 17, and seven. I was surprised by even 17% of men were compelled. And I just, that's how much music can sort of create that emotion, sort of, you know. Brandon, did you feel like calling an ex when you hear Adele?
I just was, you know, Stacey didn't call. I don't know she likes Adele.
But give me one reason from Tracy Chapman is one of those things where I think everyone has that moment, like you want someone to, and I felt that like with you, I'm like I don't know what reason I would give you, but they should give you a reason to stay.
Just one reason
to stay.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I want you to stay because we want to hear more music and talk to you when we come back. You're listening Pretty Late. We are hanging out with Angie Brooks and Chicago Slim. They are the Chicago Blues All-Stars. You can see them every Sunday night at the House of Blues. Brandon's here too. We got pizza. Thank you, Lou Malnati's. More after this. It's Music Monday in the Allstate Showcase Studio. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez. It's Pretty Late. We are hanging out with Brandon C. Price from Vamp and Cupid Players. And we have in the studio with us the Chicago Blues All-Stars, Angie Brooks and Chicago Slim. Here they are with I'm a Woman.
Yeah. Everything. Everything. Everything's gonna be all right. Said, oh, yeah. How? We got the blues. Hey.
Now, when I was younger, about 12 years old, you know I couldn't do nothing to save my doggone soul. But you know what? My mama told me the day I was grown, she said, sing the blues, child, sing it from now on. Hey. I'm a woman. Oh, yeah. I'm a woman. I'm a ball of fire. I'm a woman. Yeah. And I can make love to a crocodile. I'm a woman. I can sing the blues. I'm a woman. And I can change old to new. See, I spell it W-O. Hey! M-A-N. Oh, yeah. You know what that means? That means I'm grown. Hey, I'm a woman. I'm a Russian man. I'm a woman, yeah. And I can cut stone with a pen. I'm a woman. You know I'm a lover. I'm a woman. You know I'm an usher. Yeah. Whoa. That's what I'm talking about, y'all. Nothing but the blues. But you see, think I go back yonder, back behind the sun, and I'm gonna do something to you, boy, that you ain't never had done. Yeah. Gonna hold back the lightning, hey, in the palm of my hand. Gonna shake hands with the devil, y'all, and make him crawl in the sand. I'm a woman, yeah. I'm a ball of fire. I'm a woman. You know what? And I can make love to a crocodile. I'm a woman, yeah. I know my stuff. I'm a woman, yeah. And I ain't never had enough. Hey!
Craig's got a candle for you back there. More. That's the Chicago Blues All-Stars. That's Angie Brooks and Chicago Slim playing live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. And I was sitting there. I pulled up the lyrics by Coco Taylor. And I was. It's one of those things where you hear a song and you never quite put all the words together, but it's something else to know what you're saying as well. I mean, like, really know what you're coming to. And then hearing the way you sing it was really beautiful. That was spiritual, was what that was. Like, how old, do you remember how old you were the first time you sang that song? Because I'm trying to imagine like an 18-year-old Angie, and now, you know, she's, you know, maybe 29, maybe 30, singing it again.
Something like that. Something
yeah,
like
exactly.
Yeah. You know, like I said, you know, blues was something that I just heard around the house.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's old folks' music. You know,
oh,
I don't want
right.
to hear that.
Right.
Yeah. But,
what were you listening to?
R. Kelly.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's all right.
He's
that's good.
Fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, basically, yeah, that's what I wanted to hear. But, you know, it's like repetition, you know, over and over, you know. And mm-hmm. Blues is such an easy thing to do because it's like, it's repetitious.
Well, it's, you know? It's, I don't know, I think easy is a strange way to put it.
No,
for you, it feels, I mean, that's right. To you, it is because you have a passion for it and it comes to you and you need to do it. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Gary.
In Gary? Oh, sorry. We were talking about Gary. So you grew up.
Absolutely, yeah.
And how did you guys end up at the House of Blues? Was it through friends or it was kind of one of those things where you're like, let's see us now?
Through Chicago Slim. He makes it happen.
Does he? Chicago Slim. Okay. Dr. Dan.
You know what?
What?
The music does the talking.
Right. That's true.
You know, with the band, I mean, you know, Angie and I do this because, you know, we really enjoy, we're basically in this context recreating what the old Maxwell Street was like. You know, the days of the Blues Brothers movie where, you know, Aretha had her little soul food kitchen and John Lee Hooker was playing in the flea
sure,
market.
Sure, you have street vendors, you've
yeah,
got live music
every Saturday, every Sunday. We'd stumble out there after our shows and play from, you know, whatever, 9 in the morning till 7 at night for tips and try to find our stolen car stereos in the market.
Oh,
and,
dear.
You know, and, you know,
wait, my tape is still in this deck.
It's true. Well, you know, we had, with the band, I mean, I've been friends with Killer Ray Allison, who is a Blues Hall of Famer, who is a co-founder of the band, and he used to play with Muddy Waters,
mm-hmm.
played with Buddy Guy, Junior Wells, Coco Taylor. I mean, he's literally a who's who. He's played on over 200 albums, and I've known him before I ever even picked up a guitar. I met him playing in Muddy Waters' band at the old Chicago Fest before they redid Navy Pier, and I was hooked. I saw it.
Because you're also 30, correct?
Yeah, no, I'm 32.
yeah.
And it was an out-of-body experience seeing Muddy, and it was probably all that Olympia beer I drank when I was 17. But it was, to me, once I heard that, I said, Killer, I'm going to be your best friend, and I want you to take me down this path of debauchery and the blues. And for the last 30 years, we've been best friends.
Okay, Angie, when we come back, you know I got to ask him about debauchery, the blues, and medical school. You know that's going to happen.
I knew that was going
to
happen.
Yeah.
Put that in there, too. That's how I was exposed to to the blues, to the music scene through Killer Ray Allison.
Okay, wow, so you have a connection there too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Killer hooked us up.
Nice. Well, to all our benefit. More with Chicago Blues All-Stars when we come back on 720 WGN. Angie Brooks and Chicago Slim, they perform every Sunday night at the House of Blues. Here they are with Sweet Home Chicago.
Patty, like I was saying, blues is a feeling. And every time I'm here in Chicago, I get this feeling of, I can't even explain. It's just a warm feeling inside, interacting with the crowd. So what I'm going to do is interact with y'all right here in the studio. We're going to have a little bit of fun right before we go home. Hey! This is how we do it in Chicago, y'all. But the blues.
I said, come on. Now, baby, don't you wanna go? I said, come on. Now, baby, don't you wanna go?
Yeah.
Talking about the same old place, Sweet Home Chicago. Whoa, come on. Now, baby, don't you wanna go?
Hey.
Come on. Now, baby, don't you wanna go? Same old place, Sweet Home Chicago, yay! See, 1 and 1 is 2 and 2 is 4. I see my baby walking out the door. Come on, now baby, don't you wanna go?
Yay!
Talking about the same old place. Sweet Home Chicago.
I know we ain't got that much time, so check this out. I got a song, yeah.
I wanna sing, I wanna sing it just for you. If you dig the blues,
I want everybody to help me too. Yeah, I want everybody to say the blues is back. And it's here to stay. But I gotta tell you this story. You see, when he left me,
he gave me the blues.
You know, it's the last thing I thought I could use. But I'm so grateful to the blues, 'cause the blues has brought me back to you. Yeah. I want everybody to say, the blues is back and it's here to stay. Now I'm gonna need y'all help with this. I say, hey, hey, the blues is all right. Come on, y'all. Yeah.
The blues is all right.
All right. Hey, hey, the blues is all right. Y'all say,
hey, hey.
Yeah.
The blues is all right.
It's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right.
Every day and night. I like that. I want to do that one more time. Yeah. I say, hey, hey,
the blues is all right.
Come on, y'all.
Hey, hey,
yeah.
The blues is all right.
Hey, hey, the blues is all right. Come on, y'all.
Hey, hey,
yeah.
The blues is all right.
It's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right.
Every day and night. Oh, take me home, Chicago Slim.
Thank you.
I think not only have you made us happy here live in the Allstate Showcase studio, but so many listeners all over the world really right now who had that moment to enjoy the rich heritage of Chicago blues, but really in particular the talents of Angie Brooks and Chicago Slim. They are the Chicago Blues All-Stars every Sunday night at the House of Blues. And now you'll be able to hear yourself. I hung back on that microphone. I think we had a mean harmony at some point. I believe at some point. I believe, Craig, don't we actually have a song called Patty Don't Sing? We actually have a blues song somewhere called Patty.
That is correct. There is a song out there.
It is both a request and a fact.
The bomb. You sound great.
It's 12 bar and A if you guys want to run through it.
You guys are great.
You were outstanding, and we have got to come see you at the House of Blues. And it is at its families coming to see them every week. We should be a part of that gathering. It's where you want to be on Sunday nights.
Absolutely.
What was that? Go ahead, Angie.
Next Thursday, we're at the Mines, at the Kingston Mines.
You are?
On the 28th. I'm sorry. The 28th?
We have a pretty steady rotation every 6 weeks at mm-hmm. Kingston Mines. Every month, and then weekly at House of Blues, and then we do Buddy Guy. We've got a lot of connection with Buddy. He's been a big supporter of the band. So, those are the three places we go, and then whenever out of town, beckons. But Chicago,
and how do we find you? Is there a website?
Oh, yeah, you can definitely. So Facebook, it would be facebook.com/bluesallstars. Twitter, same thing, twitter.com/bluesallstars. And chicagobluesallstars.com.
Now, Angie, do we ask him about this CNN Doctor of the Year situation that he was up for?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Dr.
Daniel Ivankovich, who was... healing Chicago's mean streets one patient at a time. What draws you to communities that, I mean, as a musician, as somebody who taps into the struggles, I'm guessing that has something to do with it, that you feel so much that you want to help people.
Well, we all have blues. Doesn't mm-hmm. matter who you are. My blues started when I was 17 and I was a All-American basketball player and blew out my knee, and my NBA career went before mm-hmm. my eyes. And I spent a lot of my time in these neighborhoods on the south and west side, and I was exposed to the culture, black culture is something that is so prevalent in society, yet when you go to the core on the front lines and really see it, the music, the food, and just the whole experience, I was drawn in, and then I got to come back as a musician, and now as a physician. I've been running a clinic for musicians for the past 25 years, and many of Chicago's blues community do not have adequate insurance or coverage, and I've been taking care of them for a long time. Our last album, Red Hot and Blue, all the proceeds went to a medical fund to help treat musicians who were suffering with things like kidney failure and not getting adequate care. So there's a handful of musicians that we've made a real big difference in their lives, and that's really what fuels and drives our band.
Well, it's remarkable music and remarkable work that you do. Thank you so much for that. And by the way, Surgeon, I think that your family was okay with the NBA career, I guess, eventually.
I guess they were okay. I still dress like I'm in the NBA. I want to be a blues man. I never got used to a tie, and
I
never will.
I can see that. So is your surgery, your area specialty is endocrinology or?
Spine and trauma.
Spinal?
Spine, yeah. I trained here at Northwestern with Colonel Paul Meyer, who really was the founder of spinal cord trauma and injury, Vietnam vet, that he created this incredible program. I was one of his fellows, and I do a lot of reconstruction of the spine trauma. Not doing as much gunshot as I did 20 years ago, but we've treated tens of thousands of Chicagoans that have been, on the fringe health-wise, and it's a great city to be in for music, for healing, and second to none in the world.
I got a question for you off the air, Doc.
No, seriously,
I do. I have a son with a corpus callosum disorder who has secondary hypotonia but has significant scoliosis. So I want to ask you for
your MRIs after.
I actually have his cat has a. I have a question about you about his ability to recover post surgery because he's intellectually unable to understand directions.
I think it's a very interesting area. The corpus callosum, as you know, is what connects the left and right hemisphere. So. Anytime brain surgery, I'm sure you've been through many opinions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's very important just to find it. Recovery for kids, believe it or not, they are amazingly resilient.
Well, since I'm asking, I may as well just continue asking the question. Would he, for recovery for the spinal, fusing, because it is significant for his scoliosis.
You know what? It's amazing, though. Let me tell you that we have many spinal fusions that we do. They mm-hmm. leave the next day.
Okay, that was my husband and I are really skeptical that it's
the
okay.
techniques have gotten
we're very scared. Yeah,
for a child, they don't let them go until they're able to eat.
Okay.
Until they're able to get up and do what they do, because kids don't always tell you they hurt. They want to just go
and
play.
And he cannot. He's nonverbal.
Right. And, but for them, they will watch him closely.
Okay.
And they are going to make it a point. The recovery is incredible. 30 years ago, kids were in a cast for 8 months. Now, mm-hmm. they are out. No brace, no nothing.
Okay.
And so it's scary.
Yes.
But it's very positive. They do so many of these now, and they have such good outcomes. Ask a lot of questions, get a second opinion, but don't be fearful.
Well, that's what we're definitely going to do. Thank you so much for Patty's medical moment for Declan.
He heals the body and the soul.
That's have you been told that before?
There you go. I'm making a T-shirt. Can I borrow that?
Yeah. No, I
take it. 5% royalties, my friend.
He said it. Oh, that's pretty reasonable. I like that. Angie Brooks, it has been an absolute pleasure to enjoy your music and get to know you a little bit. We look forward to having you back in the Allstate Showcase studio.
Great. Thank you so much.
Such
for
a beautiful voice.
Me. Thank
oh,
you.
Yeah. Anytime. And you're not so bad yourself, Chicago Slim. Thank you so much, Dr. Dan.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Carlo we say hello, but don't think about us when you're playing.
She's definitely the backbone of the band. We couldn't do it without her.
Oh, that's good. See, look at that.
It's true.
We couldn't do it without her. Yeah.
Do we have a break before the news, or are we going to the news? Thank you so much. We will see you again very soon. Again, Sunday nights at the House of Blues. Coming up after this news break, we are going to talk to our friends from Stage 773.